Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 18th, 2025. Every so often, I get a very unique kind of email, and I'm very, very grateful for it. It is something that I treasure when someone is of the ilk to be so kind as to recognize the things that are most pertinent to my message, the thing I'm trying to get over to people. I got this email the other day from Raul, R-A-L, Raul, and he is from India, and he talks about some of the things that I have talked about that he was very much exposed to in India, as was I many, many moons ago. It's an interesting thing that he talks about in the sense of the language that I speak in a spiritual way to him. You know, the things that I talk about here on Aspire or in my discourses or any of the things that I offer are not for really Western ears. Westerners are quite literal, and so it makes it hard for them to understand the difference between living and life. They don't know that difference. They think they're the same or blah, blah, blah. And what is a good life? Well, to the average Westerner, a good life is prosperity, money, and health, and everybody getting along, or a person getting what they want. Basically, that's what it's about. So when we're dealing with my work or anything like it, it's very, very difficult for the average Westerner to understand what this is really all about, what I'm trying to achieve. Raul sent me this very long and beautiful email about the nature of spirituality and the nature of how much of it is lost in the world, and especially here in the West. And he is right. We're religious, but we're not what he would call spiritual. I would call destined for awakening. We just don't have that. We're not interested in any kind of inner awakening. We're only interested in our survival. So Raul goes into some of the things I've taught, and it reminds him of home and something that he says he's lost here in the Western culture, and he was trying to regain it. And that is a lovely thing to say, that I am a part of that regaining. And he says, how do you know what you know? And he wanted that to be the question for today. He'll be sending us more, he says. Well, I don't know how I know what I know. I don't even think about how I know what I know. And what I know is always changing. It's impermanent, like life. Everything is impermanent. So when I think in terms of living and I think in terms of what I'm teaching, I don't sit there and think about what I know. I practice, I meditate, I work upon myself, and before I sit down to do any of this podcast or any inner work, any outer work, any work at all, I sit and wait. I just sit and wait. Well, I'm not spontaneous. If I were spontaneous, I would just talk about the things intellectually I could talk about. There are many things I don't have words for. I'm inadequate because I don't have the precise words. I don't know if there are precise words. I don't know. I have been around some beautiful awakened people in my lifetime. I've had that privilege. And they are very different from the average guy that is just trying to understand intellectually. These are people who are very patient, they're very kind, they're very merciful. And what they realize within themselves, which is what we call what a person knows, what they realize, they share freely. You either get it or you don't. And that's the whole thing. Most people are not interested in this kind of knowing. They're only interested in knowledge. Knowledge is a barrier. It is not a bridge. And so I don't think in terms of how to make what is coming through me a matter of knowledge. Knowledge just, well, we have enough of that. You hear a lot of it. And even that knowledge, the problem with it is it's very stale. It doesn't grow. It doesn't mature. Knowing matures, I have found. It grows and it matures into this, that, and the other. It's always moving very quickly into other forms. That is what I've found out about life itself as well. So I don't sit here and have a script or think about what I'm going to say that might please you, pleasure you, satisfy your intellectual curiosity. You can't know this, know, as it is, K-N-O-W, and just ignore it. It must have expression somewhere in your lifetime. And that is what this is all about for me. I feel at times I am clumsy. I feel at times I'm struggling for the right words to put them in an order that would not only make quote-unquote sense to you, which is where most people are, but also be that of the mystical, the mystique of the mystical, as I call it. And not a lot of people can do this. Not a lot of people want to do this. And most people don't want to hear it. So when you hear other people, they're giving you intellectual answers to questions you wouldn't ask, probably aren't interested in. They're trying to put together the way and the virtue of the way, like the Tao or like the teachings of the Buddha or Jesus, and put them in Western context. And that doesn't work because in the West, we are not interested in anything. We can't think. And the practice of the way, the practice of the light that lives within us has no means in words. There is no philosophy that is involved here. You can make a philosophy out of it if you want, and I let people do that. I don't argue with them. They can have their philosophies, but that doesn't mean that we know. Knowing is something far different. It is something that occurs without, in my case, Gregory Penn doing or saying anything. It's without his consent. A lot of the things that I speak of, well, Gregory just doesn't get it, or Gregory doesn't understand the wording of it, or he's confused himself inside. And that's very prevalent, I think, in him. But there's another part that is not of Gregory that I speak from, that I work from, that I live from. And if you lived around me, you would understand that. So when we're trying to understand the means to the way, we miss. When we simply wait. Meditation to me is a form of waiting. Just wait. Don't leap at a thought. Don't let thoughts guide you. Don't be manipulated by emotions. Just watch. Observe. And if you can watch and observe and wait, eventually, Raul, you start to understand the things that your mind can only be confused by. And that understanding grows within you. And it becomes something more than just philosophy, or your mind becomes something different. And that's what's happened to me. My mind has become something different, and I relish it, I cherish it, and I work very diligently to speak from it, that kind of mind, and not the Greg Penn mind that is always looking at things from the practical point of view or the sensical. Well, ask me more questions. I'll do my best to try to answer. And thank you for your kind comments. I deeply appreciate it. We'll be back on the air next week. Thank you for listening, all of you, and please forgive me. Namaste.